right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. We'll take you guys up until 2 here on the program. And as we go into this lovely, lovely Memorial Day weekend, and we remember all those who served for us. Couldn't do and live in this country without all that ultimate sacrifice. So looking forward to a weekend, but also remembering why we are able to enjoy that here. As far as your weather's concerned, for this third hour of the program, that's always brought to you by Tornado Roofing and Contracting. Storm season is coming. Make sure your home is ready. Get your free roof and window estimate today. Visit TornadoRoofing.com. And currently in Miami, it is 86 degrees, mostly cloudy, sunny conditions expected around 1 o'clock, according to my iPhone. Wind gusts up to 16 miles per hour, and 70%. Humidity right now. Oof.
That's nasty.
Yeah, that's soupy. That's a soupy start to the weekend. Yeesh. The Marlins will be back at it tonight. They got the Mets for 3 games. I hate that franchise. I hate their fans. They're basically Knicks fans, except they like a worse baseball team. I mean, just a truly, truly terrible team. Now, better than the Marlins by a half game now, which, you know, but I mean, you spend a gazillion dollars. You spend $700 million on Juan Soto to pry him from the Yankees. So I hope that Tommy Hutton's on the call this weekend, because he does make any Marlins broadcast against the Mets better. So hopefully the GOAT's in action. Yeah, listen, if it's Tommy Hutton's last year, you can't not have him on any Mets series that's at home. Okay. That's just a must. Speaking of New York, the Mets of football, their former coach, Robert Saleh, he now coaches the Tennessee Titans. And I have an interest in this, obviously, because their quarterback is Cam Ward, who I'm very fond of. And I want Cam Ward to have a good career. But Robert Saleh yesterday revealed that he's changing things in Tennessee. And by changing things, it means he's taking out all the seed oils in the cafeteria of the Tennessee Titans. Have you seen this, Brittany?
No.
Well, this is the Titans head coach yesterday discussing the diet change of the Titans.
Yeah, no, well, 100%. You know, I thought our, you know, one of the first things I think we did here is get rid of all the seed oils in the building, and which I think the players appreciate. I know we've Miss Amy has allowed us to attack the budget and get the players better variety. I think I'll put our staff, and I mean, I've been in 6 different buildings, and I'd put the staff up there with the best of them. I mean, the product they put out in the cafeteria daily is outstanding.
All right.
That's just such an odd thing to bring attention to.
Yeah, apparently it was a top priority for them. Now, look, I just want to tell you something. Jeff Hafley, I don't think we appreciate you enough, dude. You know, you just have come in here and you've just been about the football. And I just want to say, I don't know if you're going to be any good at this or not. I really don't. But I do appreciate that this regime has just kept it to football. You know, like, none of the nonsense. Because here's the thing, dude. Seed oils, I'm definitely nobody to talk about nutrition. All right. Not my bag. But the last time I remember this being a thing with nutrition was Chip Kelly in Philadelphia. That was like a huge thing. Chip Kelly comes into Philadelphia. Every player has their own custom shake, and they're going to revolutionize health, and they're going to be cutting edge when it comes to this stuff. And I even saw yesterday Cam Ward was like, yeah, I've lost like 10 pounds. Like, he's gotten himself in good shape for the season. Nobody wants to hear that stuff, man. I just got to tell you, nobody cares. Nobody cares.
That's like, the thing. It's like, nobody cares. And I do understand, like, seed oil can cause inflammation, and it is a big movement happening right now in the nutritional world of moving away from seed oils. That being said, it just feels like this is something that you talk about when you expect absolutely nothing from your football team.
Right. It's one of those things, like, when you talk about how we're changing things and you're like, what are we going to do? Like, that, if that's not, like, OTA fodder that I have, like, my thumb on everything, mm-hmm. then I've ever heard. It's like, oh, don't worry, guys. I came in here. What's the first thing that I do? Did I scout my team? Did I watch film? No, no. I got rid of all the seed oils. It's like, yeah. Wonderful. Like, hey, just call me crazy here, dude. And it's nice that the organization is trying to do that. I'm pretty sure these players, not all, but a lot of the stars are probably more in tune with that stuff than they ever have been, you know, and you know, I know what we've definitely talked about, like the Caden Proctor weight situation, all that. I'm not worried about it. I think the guy's going to be fine. He's got to work out in Miami. But for God's sakes, yeah, like who put in that comment, Jennifer, with the health influencer? That's what he sounds like. It's no, like, yeah. What are you making? Like, what's the next thing you're going to do, Robert Saleh? After scheming up defense, you're gonna scheme up. You're gonna do a food review in your front seat of your car. Like, is that the next thing that you're gonna do? and talk about your health platforms? Nobody cares, dude. And so I'm just happy that Jeff Hafley's walked in here and he's just been like, football. Like, that's it. It's not exciting. It's not like the most revolutionary stuff. But there's beauty in the blandness of how just football it's been since he's been here. You know, like, it just, there's been no nonsense, no trickery. You know, that it's just been like no cute t-shirts, just a box haircut and football. That's all it's about. And he really aggressively chews his gum. I did notice that on the mic'd up. Did you see that, Brittany?
Yeah, he does, and it really was irritating to me.
He was an aggressive chewer. He was an aggressive chewer. Leroy's telling me over on the national anthem was 4 minutes.
I see that.
What is he talking about?
I have no. Maybe at the event that he's at, are they singing the? Why would they sing the national anthem?
I don't know. You know what? They sang the national anthem at my daughter's middle school graduation yesterday, but it was not 4 minutes. It was very brief.
He said, I mean, it seems like it's at the event because he put "and terrible." Thought she was Whitney Houston.
It's our Leroy.
Leave it to him.
Sitting here telling me about what oil you've changed. Oh, we I went to the owner and I said, we really got to change things here in Tennessee. We got to get the seed oil out of here. That's really, you want a good football team. I know we just traded Dexter Lawrence and we have nobody to plug up the run. But trust me when I tell you, this is going to fix things.
This is going to change things. Everybody will be slim on the team.
I want it to work because I want Cam Ward to have a good career.
I agree. I
want Cam Ward to have a good career. But I just didn't hate
that Saleh hire at all. But not when he's talking about seed oils.
No, he's. I think, you know, he's away from the Jets. He's a good defensive mind. But I don't know. Just the guy says he should go to Nature Bee. I don't know if Brittany gets that. Do you remember Nature Bee? You were listening to the station back when Mike Buck was doing Nature Bee reads. He basically sold pollen in capsules, and it was on like every radio station down here. It was like a revolutionary hell. There was some benefit of the bee nutrients, and he called it Nature Bee. And he lived in Hawaii, but he never missed a radio hit. Like, so you'd be producing for these shows, and this dude be calling from Hawaii, whether he was getting on with Sid, Joe, Stugatz, Big O, whoever was doing the read. Mike Buck was there to do his Nature Bee reads. And obviously must have been making a killing because he was doing, really? I mean, he was doing ads forever.
That's wild. Not bee pollen.
Yeah, bee pollen, dude. Crazy. Anyway, tonight you got the Western Conference Finals continuing between the Spurs and the Thunder. Game three between those two, that series even at one apiece. And I didn't mention Tickle My Fancy, the Pinks. They will be in action on Sunday, 7 o'clock. That's a Fox game for everybody. So if you guys want to see the Pinks, they will host the Philadelphia Union on Sunday. Hopefully everybody's feelings are okay and we can have everybody chanting loud for the Pinks and Messi can score a lot of goals and get himself another win in the Pinks and getting ourselves revved up for the World Cup here. And we could be in a more harmonious soccer place than we were this last week with Snippy Petty non-chance and Messi wagging his finger at people. I want everybody to get along. All right. Pink's Nation needs to get along. We need to be harmonious herons.
Is this the first game after their supposed meeting?
Yeah, I believe it is.
Okay.
I don't think they play in the middle of the week.
So we'll find out if all things have been settled.
We'll find out. We'll find out. We'll see if I think Messi will bring peace to La Familia and the Herons will unite and they will kick Philadelphia's ass. But there's a lot at stake on this Sunday game.
Yeah, there is. Because and it's also like it does like someone put in the chat, it feels forced now. Like if he goes and acknowledges them, makes it this big thing, I do feel like it feels rather forced. But I don't know if they care.
Let me tell you about something with the famous. The famous can do things on their terms and people will just be happy with them. So I think that even if it does feel forced, La Familia will be happy. That's my opinion. I think so.
I mean, I think so too. But what if they're not? So we're back at square one.
Leroy is still shaming this singer.
No, he's still.
He's unbelievable.
He doesn't take a day off from shaming. He takes a day off from the show, not from shaming, though.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Zachary says, why wouldn't it be settled? Messi will make it, will make sure it's settled. I think so. I think cooler heads will prevail. I agree with you, Zachary. I think it will be. But it will be something to monitor. It's task at hand. You got to beat Philadelphia. That's number one.
Yes.
All right. You just got to win a new stadium. Keep the momentum going. Messi's been killing it. But we need him to kill it at home. We need the Pinks to continue to kill at home. And hopefully all the fans will be happy. So that's definitely something to keep an eye on this week. We'll take a break here on the program. We're back after this. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Time to give away those Haley Williams tickets. Actually, it was last hour, but I forgot. My bad. So I'll give them away now. The Haley Williams Show is coming to the I Think Financial Amphitheater. Lead singer of Paramore, highly recommended by Jennifer. If you guys want those tickets right now, caller number, what do you want to do, Brittany? Caller 4, 5, 6?
7.
Caller 7 to 305-567-0560. Haley Williams, lead singer of Paramore, is bringing her The Haley Williams Show to I Think Financial Amphitheater. And this is our last pair of tickets to give away for the week. So if you guys want them right now, caller 7 to 305-567-0560 gets a pair of tickets to see Haley Williams and her The Haley Williams Show tour at I Think Financial Amphitheater. It is a live nation show. Caller 7 to 305-567-0560 wins the tickets. I got sent something yesterday on Twitter that I was asked how it makes me feel. And I'm curious what you think about this, Brittany, because I told this particular tweeter that I didn't like it at all. And then all these Heat fans got in my mentions because they thought, you know, some thought I was, they felt the same way with me, but most of them thought I was an idiot. And what was brought to me, this is from a guy named Big Will 205 on Twitter. And he tweeted at me, Tobin, how does this picture make you feel? And it was a picture of Kal-El Ware in a Bucks jersey. And then it's an AI ESPN headline that says, Bucks new star center drops 40 on Miami Heat. Here's MVP chance. Is he a top five big man? Milwaukee beats the Heat 125-113. Kal-El Ware with 40 points, 15 rebounds, 4 blocks, 2 assists. And I told him, like, I don't like that at all. I mean, I would feel terrible if that happens, because that's literally the only thing that scares me about this potential deal and offering up all this. It doesn't even bother me, like, offering up a lot of picks for Giannis, right? Because that's just what it is. Like, you're going to have to offer up a lot of picks for Giannis. I'm not stupid. You're going to have to give up a lot of picks. Like, if the Miami Heat go into this negotiation and they're like, 2 first-round picks or 3 first-round picks for Giannis, and I find out that the difference of us getting Giannis or not was picks and not players, I'm going to be very annoyed. The only thing that terrifies me about trading for Giannis is, one, that his legs are cooked.
Yeah.
And two, that Collette Ware turns into Eastern Conference Wembanyama. That's the only thing that would scare me about it. Everything else, like Tyler Hero, been a nice run. Jaime Jaquez, I think Jaime Jaquez is going to have a really great NBA career. Do I think that he's ever going to be an all-NBA player? Do I think that Jaime Jaquez would be an all-star? Maybe, but if you had to tell me, like, which one of those guys do I think makes an all-star team again, either Tyler Hero makes it again, Jaime Jaquez, or Kalel Ware, I'm going with Kalel Ware.
Oh,
like, I just think
sure.
Numbers-wise, I think it's going to be Kalel Ware. So it would terrify me that Kalel Ware goes off and he becomes this incredible player for the Milwaukee Bucks. And all the flaws aside, yeah, that's literally the only hangup that I would have of this is, like, do we think this guy is going to be amazing? And I think that's probably what stuck with the Heat last year with the whole Durant talks. Like, they didn't want to make the move on Kalel Ware for Durant as part of what made this season so annoying. Is like, hey, you didn't trade this guy for Kevin Durant, and we're yo-yoing all the time. Now, he was too. I will give, you know, acknowledgement that he was a pain in the ass sometimes with trying to figure out, was he going to know where to go and give the best effort at all times, all right? I won't take it all on Spo's plate. But it's literally the only thing that terrifies me about this trade is Kalel Ware comes back and he absolutely annihilates the Miami Heat and turns into this blossoming, incredible NBA player.
Well, that's the biggest thing is, like, the what-ifs of it all. And what are you going to get in return? Like, what is the return on that with Giannis? But it has to be a win-now mentality. If we're at a point where we have to have, like, a win-now mentality because you're moving into the end of Bam's prime as he moves into his 30s. And at the same time, you can't have your cake and eat it too. You can't keep Kalel Ware but then not utilize him the way that they haven't utilized him this season, like how we saw this past season. Can't have your cake and eat it too. You can't not trade him, but then not use him in the way that he needs to be used.
Right. But I want to be clear about this. Like, I don't live in a world where I think the Heat are getting Giannis Antetokounmpo without giving up Kalel Ware. Like, I just don't think that world exists. And in fact, I don't think there's many players that they would want to part with Kalel Ware for because they know the talent. Even as frustrating as Kalel Ware is to Eric Spoelstra and maybe the front office, I don't think there's a lot of guys in this league that they would want to trade for. You probably know the names, but if you told me this, if we revisited the Kevin Durant thing, no. There was a thought this year, I saw somebody in L.A. said, well, they're not getting Kawhi Leonard without giving up Kalel Ware. And I'm like, well, then I don't want Kawhi Leonard that much. Like, he's awesome, but he's old and always injured. Like, at least Giannis is still in his prime, even if it's, even if he's 30, like 31, not 34, like 31, 32, 30, like you're theoretically a Giannis at his best is still one of the best players in the league. Mm-hmm. Been a very weird couple of years with him. Leg stuff is always scary with stars, but he's also a monster and is a dominant paint scorer and is a defensive piranha. Like, you can't go too wrong with that. Like, I don't think I don't think that you could sit here, be like, oh, giving up Kalel Ware for Giannis is a ridiculous thing to do. It's not a ridiculous thing to do. But there is that fear of, like, always giving up 10 years of age and what a guy's potential could be. Will he ever be Giannis? Will he ever be Wemby? I think that's probably the captivating thing is, like, you have a guy who has all the physical tools, maybe one of the only guys who has the physical tools of a Wembanyama. But can they ever tap into that? Will he have the psychotic obsessiveness that a Giannis or a Wembanyama plays with?
That's the biggest question. Is like, do you fall in love with the idea of potential, or do you go ahead and say, okay, I'd rather my window for a championship be the next 5 years? That's the question at hand. And at what point do you say, if these teams are willing to give me these big stars and every single trade talk you have, they want Kalel Ware, doesn't that raise a question in your mind of, like, everybody else sees the potential too. Like, that's frightening. And I think that's also what has the Heat being like, well, if you guys want him, if everybody wants him and won't, and he's in every single trade talk, then what can, like, what am I doing wrong? And should I tap into that? Like, do we go all in? Do we put all our eggs in this basket and we try and get to that, what we think he can be?
Your boy Dade says in the chat, would you rather trade an older established Bam sitting on a young Khalil Ware in hopes that his flashes turn to full-blown Wemby, or vice versa, risk sending the flash of Wemby and keep established Bam who's got a decent but not major amount left in the tank? I think Bam's got plenty in the tank as much as he's played. I think that if the answer is, do you... like, so in a scenario, you could call up the Bucks and be like, hey, we'll give you Bam for Giannis and that's the trade, or the package and Khalil. Like, I still think the answer is you have Bam and Giannis play together and you figure out the stuff around them. And I also don't buy into the stuff that they're not a fit, because Bam and Jimmy weren't a fit. But here's the thing with Bam and Jimmy. The problem is, like, Jimmy, incredible playoff player, okay? Mm-hmm. I think I've thrown enough flowers at him to friggin' open up a 1-800-SCHMOWERS. You know, they want to get to their own Mother's Day on time. All right, you guys know how I feel about Jimmy Butler. But, you know, those lulls in the regular season were very, very noticeable. I mean, he never scored 40 with the Heat in the regular season.
Nope.
That ain't going to be Giannis. Like, fit... whatever. The guy's a dominant force. He's going to be incredible getting into the paint. And Bam has added some stretch to his game. Has he shot a little bit too much from the three? Have we gotten to the older extreme of where we need to rein it in a little bit? Sure. But I'm not too worried about fit between those two. I think that could be figured out.
I also don't see a world where Giannis comes here if Bam isn't here. I think that's one of the things that he wants to do, is come play with Bam.
I think so too. Yeah, there is that tie too. Like, I don't think the Heat has the attraction quite to Giannis.
Yeah.
Without having Bam.
And also,
and I know people get sick of hearing that, because they think that, hey, we do this thing with Bam's relationships. Hey, that's on the Heat's organization. That's on their front office. Like, the idea that the Miami Heat have gone this many years into Bam Adebayo's career and you've had this many stars interested in playing with him. Mm-hmm. And you haven't been able to pull the trigger on one trade, one, especially where one tilted all of the leverage basically your way, and you haven't been able to make it happen. That's on the front office as a failure. Agreed. That's not on Bam Adebayo.
Agreed. He has so many, like, relationships with so many stars in this league, and no one's ever been able to capitalize on it. And, like, why would Giannis want to come play with what you've seen? Yeah, like, we've seen flashes of Khalil Ware, you know, Wemby-esque play. But why would he come to Miami with a player who hasn't established himself? Like, that, and there's just no scenario in my eyes that trade even is a possibility, because I don't think that would make Giannis happy, nor would he want to come here to play with Khalil Ware, who is not a bona fide star in the NBA, like Bam Adebayo.
Yeah, that's a big leap of faith.
A huge leap of faith.
That'd be a big leap of faith for him to have to make. We'll take a break. We'll mix things up in the mixed bag coming up next. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Hello. Hello, Jennifer.
Hello.
How are you on this lovely Friday?
Thankful it's Friday.
Yes.
So thankful it's Friday.
Do you have any Memorial Day plans?
Possibly going to the beach, like Brittany said. We still have some guests from England here, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And he's staying at a resort, so might as well take advantage of the moment.
Oh, being over here, you guys got a nice beach.
That's. I wanted to record something for you.
Please, this, oh my gosh. Please.
Please do.
For drops for the show.
Yeah.
No, so I tried getting my cousin's wife to do something, and she's so shy about it. I've really tried. I don't know, because she says her Australian accent is broken. And I'm like, it's not to us. We're American. Yeah, we're not going to hear the difference.
Nope. How broken could it be?
An Australian accent.
Mm-hmm. I hear it.
Right.
She sounds different than I do. So yeah. I like it.
All we need is just, you know, you just got to get on the thing and go didgeridoo.
Mm-hmm.
She actually did record something, but it doesn't sound like her in real life. Really? She recorded something saying about, hold on, let me read it to you, because she said, we don't say didgeridoo. It's a little bit more like cranky or mate.
Crikey.
Crikey?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She said, I use mate when I'm annoyed and not as, and it's not a friendly thing. But a lot of Australians say mate like it could be good or bad.
Minus one here. G'day everyone. I'm Patty Mills of your Miami Heat. You're listening to Tobin and Leroy on the home of your favorite basketball team. AM 560 Sports, WQAM, FM 99.9, HD2, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
I know you love that.
Thank you, Patty Mills.
And she said that struth is like being surprised. So that's a new word for you. If you
struth?
Struth.
Oh, struth.
Yeah.
Where'd
you
get struth from?
I thought she said struth.
He's in love with his hair.
You. No, like clearly he's on your mind.
I mean, Max Struth, I mean, he was terrible yesterday. Terrible yesterday.
Oh my gosh. That turnover that he had in the last game, in the first game. Whew.
Although that was a brutal flop that Jalen Brunson pulled on him. Just absolutely. Absolutely terrible. Guy says, I thought forgot Patty Mills played for the Heat. We all did. He was terrible.
Honestly, yeah.
Honestly, same.
He was terrible.
No minus one here. G'day, everyone. I'm Patty Mills of your Miami Heat. You're listening to Tobin and Leroy on the home of your favorite basketball team, AM 560 Sports, WQAM, FM 99.9, HD2, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
It truly is a fantastic accent. It's a lovely accent.
Amazing. I love hearing it. I don't know why. I'm gonna make her do it.
We need some drops.
Let us get to the part of the show where we dive into the mixed bag. Bam, bam, bam. All right. Been talking to some Giannis this hour. Bill Simmons was on his podcast today. And he said that he actually thinks the Miami Heat's offer that was rumored yesterday, we talked a little bit about it, Tyler Hero and Jaime Jaquez, Khalil Ware, and three picks. He actually thinks that might be too much to offer for Giannis.
Rumor today about the Heat offering Hero, Ware, the 13th pick, and two future firsts for Giannis. I forget who reported that. Gary Werfel? I think that Jerry Werfel?
Yeah.
I think that's who it was. Tyler says in past off seasons, I'd scoff at that. But isn't that pretty decent value with the new lottery rules, especially with Giannis's injury history? Couldn't the Heat be in the 4-10 range? I feel like firsts are a little more valuable now. Honestly, I felt the same way. I thought that was a lot. Giannis, you have two really good years left, three. I've done a million podcast segments about this, right. I feel like, but I don't know who else is desperate enough to trade for him. It feels like the Heat is the only team.
The Wolves, maybe?
Maybe, but I'm not getting the same kind of picks from the Wolves because they've already traded all their picks.
It would have to be a third team involved for sure.
McDaniels kind of has to be in that trade, and then that changes the calculus of why the T-Wolves would do that. So, I don't know. I don't know if the Bucks are doing better than that. That's one of those where I'd kind of be like, do you want to call this in? Like, can I get a swap and we're good? Can I get a 2031 swap? Let's call it in.
All right, Bill Simmons thinks the Heat have a strong offer, which you know, kind of surprising hearing from him. But I think it's a fair offer for Giannis Antetokounmpo. My thing is, I saw Ira was talking about this yesterday with Hawk and Crowder and Solana. Well, I guess Appel, Solana's off. But the big thing is does somebody jump in there with a Jalen Brown, an Alperen Şengün, a star player that's more established than any of those three guys that outweighs? Like, does the one player just outbid every collection of stuff the Heat give? That's going to be the big question. And how much does Giannis use the sway of him wanting to be in Miami? Because we really have no idea. We just have thoughts. Thoughts and rumors and Chad Ochocinco saying he's buying a house here.
which you really want to believe.
I do believe Chad Ochocinco. I don't think he's lying.
That's the thing. It's hard because it's true what you say. It's like, I feel like other teams have what feels like better offers. Like, they could give up more. Or just more valuable players.
The other thing is, and this goes back to why all the smoke yesterday was a little bit fugazi. You still got to see how the playoffs play out, you know, because I think both teams in the West, especially San Antonio, you got to be worried about. I don't think he wants to go to Cleveland, because who wants to go to Cleveland? But if the Bucks don't care about where he wants to go, and they could offer Evan Mobley, does that outweigh Khalil Ware? I don't know. I don't know how they feel about Evan Mobley. Like, Mobley's done more, but has he peaked as a player? And you already pay him oodles of money. New York, if New York flops, New York chokes this up, do they take Carl Anthony Towns and flip him? Like, I just don't think, all the story's been written, but I understand. Like, Miami's been in the game for this now. I still have the feeling like he's not going to end up here. Yeah. I felt like their best chance was at the All-Star break, just because they had more pieces to trade. They had more salaries to trade. They had some more flexibility. Tougher spot now, but we'll see. You guys familiar with Todd Monken?
Yep.
He coaches the Browns. Nobody wanted him, but he ended up being the Browns coach because nobody wanted that job. The Browns, they are going to go into the year of our Lord 2026 with Deshaun Watson as their quarterback, even though he hasn't been good in 7 years. And he was asked about Myles Garrett, you know, the face of the Browns, and if the head coach has spoken to the face of the Browns.
Just for the record, have you had any face-to-face with Garrett yet?
Myles?
Yeah.
No.
Some of this.
That's so bad. Myles? No.
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 The giant? The scary guy? No. And what do you even do there if you are the coach? Because you'll have FaceTime with Myles Garrett when Myles Garrett wants to give you FaceTime.
It's true.
I'm not waking him up.
Nope. I'm not interrupting his time with, what is her name? Chloe Kim, is that her name?
I don't know. Is that his girlfriend? Squeeze?
Yeah, that she's an Olympian.
Oh, all right.
You don't know about this?
I don't. I don't know. I didn't know who Myles Garrett squeezes. I didn't know. And what sport did she compete? Was she a gymnast?
She's one of those. She's a the half pipe snowboarders. Oh, what are those? Cool. What are they called?
Chloe Kim.
Yeah,
Chloe
Kim. Right. Yeah, yeah.
Who did you ask that I have? Have I spoken to Myles Garrett? You know, the guy who just broke the sack record. No. When he wants to get back to me, we'll go with that.
No. It was like he was scared. He was like, no. Not at all.
Why would you even ask if I did that? Did he say that was okay that you asked that? Lady River says she plays ping pong. Jarrell says shame on Tobin.
Yeah, shame on you.
I apologize.
Shame.
Wait,
on
is
you.
It she? She does not play ping pong, right?
No. She's a half. She's a snowboarder.
No, I know she's a snowboarder, but I know that they're probably referencing the joke from a couple segments ago.
Yes.
But I thought that was really funny. It'd be funnier if she actually did.
It would be funnier. I wish I would have said the joke first.
Also, one's fancy is tickled when they see ping pong or, what is it? Pickleball, yes.
What about padel?
Padel. No. I love padel. Like, that's what all the F1 drivers
play. Paddle boarding is a lot more sexier than that.
Paddle boarding. What if somebody came to you and said, I'm a professional paddleboarder, not a surfer?
That's, you know, hot. That core is strong, okay? Have you been on a paddleboard?
I have been on a paddleboard. I can't balance on it.
Exactly.
I can't balance on it. I just sit on it, you know? They're inflatable. It doesn't work for me. There's just physics on it. It's too big.
There's
my feet are too big.
I'm not too big.
Yeah, I'm not getting a non-inflatable one. That's for the birds. I mean, what do you want me to do? Put it on top of my car?
Yeah.
Steven says, way to support women's sports, Chunks. I didn't know. I'm sorry. I didn't know who Chloe Kim was. My bad, dude. Do you think Monken called her up and she's like, honey, somebody named Todd Monken is trying to call you. Who? This is the Browns coach. I'll talk to him in August.
Screen his calls.
I know. They've been like all over the red carpets together doing all kinds of things. He's busy. The man is busy.
Shmita says, Tobin looks like that viral seal when he gets on a paddleboard. Chonker?
No!
Real bastard, Shmita. Anyway, here's who the hell do we got? Completely shook. Oh, yeah, Josh Hart. He yesterday gave a doozy take on analytics.
I'm never a huge analytics guy. At a certain point, they're a lamppost to a drunk person. You can lean on them, but it won't get you home. So at a certain point, you got to have a good feel for the game.
Oh, my God, bro.
I'm not going to lie. That was Gerald Wright, his quote, man. So shout out Jay Wright.
Wait, hold up. No, we're not moving on from
that. That's a great quote.
Oh, my God.
Analytics drunk, lamppost to a drunk person. It ain't gonna get you home. You can lean on it though.
I was with Cal, so I didn't hear that.
You ain't even go to college.
Man. Well, it's a good quote.
That just sounds like a segment on our show.
It kind of does, yeah.
That entire clip.
Who was with it? Who was with him, and you know?
I think Kat was with him, Anthony Towns. You know, I wish I could like Josh Hart, but he ruined Jimmy Butler's ankle, so I wish him no success.
Yeah, I don't like him either. So.
I don't think anyone does.
He's not a very likable person.
No, more of a punchable face than anything else.
Agreed.
He does. He's very memeable. But listen, he had a great game yesterday. You can't take that away. He was really good. Patrick Paul this week at OTAs, the Dolphins left tackle, talked about Malik Willis's leadership. And this is what he had to say about QB1.
That guy is humble. He has a great personality, and he's just been involved. Like, since day one, since he's got here, he's just been, you know, really gelling with the O-line as a group. You know, we went out to eat dinner, stuff like that, just different things to build the camaraderie. So, I mean, he's great with that. And, you know, he's come in here and he's asserted himself as a leader. So everyone respects him in that order.
Well, that's good news. I'm glad that people are respecting Malik Monk.
What?
Or Malik Willis, excuse me. I got distracted by this. Comment who says, it's not very kind. I wouldn't hate anybody. Well, you didn't see that. You didn't see how it ruined Jimmy Butler's ankle in the playoffs when Josh Hart rolled up on it like an alligator.
Was that very kind?
No, that wasn't very kind. Anyway, I apologize. Malik Monk doesn't play for the Dolphins. Malik Willis does, and I'm glad that he's a leader.
I'm glad either too. I mean, I don't think I ever heard anyone say that about Tua. So,
man, they are blowing up the Tua highlights on. They actually did. They did claim that he was a leader.
I know. I was joking.
They did. They were like, oh, he's the best. But did you see, like, they're throwing, I mean, they're really pumping out the Tua highlights on that. I don't know if that's my algorithm, but
I think it's your algorithm. Let me see.
I'm seeing a ton of Tua highlights on from the Falcons, and I'm like, has anybody ever put this much in for a guy who's supposed to be your backup quarterback? This is crazy. I mean, they are flowing with the Tua content.
It's giving petty.
Yeah. No joint practice either. You think he'll play in the preseason game?
If I'm him, I'd be sick that week.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I'd be sick.
Crazy. All right, we'll take a break. Final hour coming on up. We're back after this.